When you roll into Monte Rio, a sign welcomes you to Vacation Wonderland. Next to it sits a large corrugated metal building that is both unusual and old.
The Rio was built in 1949. It was a World War II Navy Quonset hut. Fortunately, never saw action, so it came to Monte Rio in good shape.
Dermot Hickish is one of the 27 new co-owners of the Rio Theater and one of the 5 managing partners.
A group of us got together a couple years ago to fulfill a dream of owning a movie theater along one of the most beautiful parts of North America, the Russian River Valley.
You said fulfill a dream. How did that come about?
I think everyone in our group has a different story. For me, it started when I was a kid. I grew up in northern Canada in a town very similar to Monte Rio and Guerneville. Lots of trees, lots of hippies, lots of rednecks, lots of great people, all walks of life. And the theater in my town was called the Roy, R-O-I. And I always talked about how I wanted to run the Roy one day.
Instead, he and his colleagues now manage the Rio, R-I-O, continuing a 65-year run that for over 20 years was the life work of locals Don and Susie Shaffert.
It was a labor of love. We just loved the theater. We loved the community. We were so happy when people would come, and we always felt like we were in the kitchen and all of our guests were in the living room watching a movie.
3 years ago, as Don and Susie were ready to retire, the movie industry was going digital. It was during the Rio's successful Go Digital or Go Dark Kickstarter campaign that Hickish and his friends began talking to the Shafferts about buying the business.
They really liked our approach, that it was almost a, we're not going to change anything. We just want to keep the institution alive and keep bringing it the love and care that it needs to make another 60 years here.
There's a place we know where you can see a picture show.
Gene Marquardt has been on the river off and on since 1978.
I used to come here to the Rio years ago. There were couches and chairs, and we'd sit around and drink and smoke pot and have a good time and watch movies. So it was a hangout place. It went through the hippie era. It went through the gay and lesbian eras. And now it's just community.
Marquardt is the new general manager of the Rio, and she wants to keep that community focus going.
My job really is to assist the board in creating the Rio Theater as an art and cultural center for the Lower Russian River.
At a time when even multiplexes are struggling, Hickish and his partners are looking to Marquardt to help expand the vision and the business.
Single-screen theaters certainly have been challenged. Of the 7,000-plus that have been in the U.S., I think we've already lost over 5,000 to 6,000 of them. So this is an endangered species, which makes it an even greater challenge.
But Marquardt sounds up to it.
I think we've got a huge advantage here. We're not a big chain. We're a Quonset hut that has a huge lawn that overlooks the Russian River. How good does that get? That gets pretty good.
Marquardt already has a lot of new plans for the coming year, including a 40-year celebration of Christo's Running Fence. Why at the Rio? When you are sitting in your seat and look up, above you is the largest remaining continuous section of the Running Fence itself. Ready for my popcorn, I'm Ryan Miller for KRCB's North Bay Report.
We're going.